Blackstone Audio presents David Copperfield by Charles Dickens. This book is read by Ralph Cosham. Preface. I do not find it easy to get sufficiently far away from this book, in the first sensations of having finished it, to refer to it with the composure which this formal heading would seem to require. My interest in it is so recent and strong, and my mind is so divided between pleasure and regret. Pleasure in the achievement of a long design, regret in the separation from many companions, that I am in danger of wearying the reader, whom I love, with personal confidences and private emotions. Besides which, all that I could say of the story, to any purpose, I have endeavoured to say in it. It would concern the reader little, perhaps, to know how sorrowfully the pen is laid down at the close of a 2 years' imaginative task, or how an author feels as if he were dismissing some portion of himself into the shadowy world when a crowd of the creatures of his brain are going from him forever. Yet I have nothing else to tell, unless, indeed, I were to confess, which might be of less moment still, that no one can ever believe this narrative in the reading more than have believed in it in the writing. Instead of looking back, therefore, I will look forward. I cannot close this volume more agreeably to myself than with a hopeful glance towards the time when I shall again put forth my 2 green leaves once a month, and with a faithful remembrance of the genial sun and showers that have fallen on these leaves of David Copperfield and made me happy. London, October 1850. The Personal Experience and Experience of David Copperfield the Younger. Chapter 1. I Am Born. Whether I shall turn out to be the hero of my own life, or whether that station will be held by anybody else, these pages must show. To begin my life with the beginning of my life, I record that I was born, as I have been informed and believe, on a Friday at 12 o'clock at night. It was remarked that the clock began to strike, and I began to cry simultaneously. In consideration of the day and hour of my birth, it was declared by the nurse and by some sage women in the neighbourhood, who had taken a lively interest in me several months before there was any possibility of our becoming personally acquainted, first, that I was destined to be unlucky in life, and secondly, that I was privileged to see ghosts and spirits, both these gifts inevitably attaching, as they believed, to all unlucky infants of either gender born towards the small hours of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?